Welcome to the Contagion Live News Network. I'm Michaela Fleming, and this is your coronavirus update for Monday, April 6th. A new report published in the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report indicates that in the United States, children have accounted for less than 2% of reported COVID-19 cases. Between February 12th and April 2nd, there were 149,000 cases of COVID-19 reported for which the patient's age was available. Approximately 2,500 of those cases occurred in children younger than 18 years of age. There have been more than 10,000 deaths related to COVID-19 in the United States. In total, there have been approximately 350,000 cases of COVID-19 reported across the nation. Worldwide, there are more than 1.3 million cases of the virus and over 72,000 deaths. The highest number of deaths have been reported in Italy, with more than 16,000 fatalities recorded, and Spain has documented 13,000 deaths. In New York, the hotspot of the U.S. outbreak, Governor Andrew Cuomo has extended school and non-essential business closures through April 29th. In a press conference, he expressed that the situation is turning and that the rate of infection is going down thanks to social distancing. Over the weekend, the rate of new hospitalizations, ICU admissions, and daily intubations all declined across New York. Dr. Brett Jawa, Assistant Secretary for Health with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, has remarked that New York, New Jersey, and Detroit will likely see the peak of hospitalizations and deaths this week. He expects that we will see rolling peaks across the United States in the coming weeks. For other stories relevant to COVID-19 and the latest infectious disease news, visit contagionlive.com. To track the spread of infectious diseases in the United States and abroad, be sure to use the Contagion Outbreak Monitor. For the Contagion Live News Network, I'm Michaela Fleming. Thanks for tuning in.